So initially, when that approached me for a letter of support, that was, I think, what, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Anyway, I said it was, I wouldn't agree to do this if I was going to do an Indian vocabulary dance piece. Because there's no challenge, there's no growth for my students, because they've had that growth since they were 6 years old, of working with me, of working with my choreography. Then I told Pascal that for many, many years, I've been basically hypnotized by the ghazals and the qawwalis. So I said, if I can work with ghazals and qawwalis, then it's a learning curve for me. I learn how to use my dance vocabulary, but also pay respect to a genre that I've never worked with, a genre that initially had no dance associated with it. And then it became a beautiful journey, because I gave the responsibility of deciphering the ghazals, the qawwalis, learning what it meant to Vinita, Aditi, and Danya. So it became their responsibility to tell me what the pieces meant to them. So it is basically paying great respect to the genre of music, because music is hypnotical. If it moves you, then it moves the audience. You have that almost like a generosity of giving a part of your art to that music. I hope I've done that, and they have done that.
So the process of research involved a lot of Googling, because there was a lot of things that were very unfamiliar. So a lot of the things in dance that we take for granted, like the language that the music is set in, the music that it goes with, even the culture, the religion, the mythology that's described in the dance that we do, are things that we've grown up with. So there's not a day we can remember when we didn't or weren't exposed to these things. And so all of a sudden we're dealing with a language, a culture, poetry, everything that is completely foreign to us.
For me, when we were doing qawwalis, I actually have not heard of any of them until Auntie actually introduced some of the songs a couple of months ago. So it was a lot of, again, like very foreign language, almost just, I couldn't get quite familiar with it at all. And learning dance from Auntie, of course, you're like exposed to it gradually on a, almost like a daily basis. You see shows, you read about mythology stories that you hear from your grandparents, and suddenly, again, like you have things where, like, it just took a long time for me to really understand what I was trying to do, and curating, like Auntie curating those beats to fit the song and having the dance movement sort of go well with it, sort of was like not just a language I was understanding to my mind, but also my body as well. It took a while to really get it, but it was just every car ride to work, just keep playing it until it ingrains into you. And sort of just mind, you sort of just connect with it at some point, and then you bring your body and your soul and your mind to it.
Well, I actually had a bit of an opposite experience to both Vinita and Vanya. I started listening to qawwalis and ghazals and Sufi music since I was a teenager, so I was quite familiar with the genre of music. However, never in a million years did I think that I could combine Bharatanatyam and that genre until Auntie mentioned it, and I thought it was such a wonderful idea. So for me, it was like almost two parts of my world coming together as one. The beats and the rhythm in qawwalis are very different to the beats and the rhythms we have in normal Bharatanatyam or Kuchipudi music. So understanding that and sort of changing your body and movements to suit that was sort of a very enlightening experience. And yeah, it was quite fun in my experience.